Let us stand and let's prepare our hearts and our minds as we really enter into the presence of God and as we worship together. Good morning, Father in heaven. We come to this place, this holy place, where we stand on holy ground and we give you praise. We lift our eyes to you, our focus, our gaze, we turn to you. Away from the distractions of life, of this world. And Lord, we focus simply just on you. Lord, as we leave the Easter period, let us not forget what happened over Easter. Lord, that you died for our sins and that you rose again. And that it is with you we rise, that we die to ourselves and we live lives of freedom, of fulfillment, of purpose, of joy and peace, because we live in you. And as you rose again from earth into heaven, we look forward to the day where you return. Where you return with trumpet sound, with angels singing, declaring victory over death once and for all. And we stand here this morning and we give you praise for everything that you have done. You are the reason that we stand here today. We thank you, Lord. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. Jesus, amen. So a new song today. Well, it's kind of new, but it's also very old. My Savior, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry clay. Almighty, forever, I will never be the same, 'cause you came near. From the everlasting to the world we live, Father's only Son. Let's start again. My Savior. Died for our sins and you rose again. And that is the source of our joy, the source of our hope, our Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end.
The name of
nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of. Let's sing that chorus again. Powerful. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand. Of sin and grave, the heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again, and you have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You are beautiful, you are wonderful, you're powerful, the name of Jesus. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Let's declare together, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hosanna. Blessed is the name of the Lord. And Lord, we bless your name today, tomorrow, next week, Lord. Your graces are forever, and our praises will forever respond to what you have done for us. We thank you again. So, Spirit, we welcome you here into this place, and as we gather here, we are expecting for your word and for your presence to continue to grow in our lives, for you to increase, for us to decrease. Give us what we need, what it takes to be more like you. Give us the wisdom to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong. And through it all, Lord, teach us how to love. How to love our neighbors, ourselves, and how to love you. That is our main desire here. And we thank you again for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a seat. Justified freely by your grace. And we ask you, Lord, to show us how to be a community that reflects your love. And we come to you in unison and ask you to show us how to be better, to be a better community, to be a better body of Christ. Each other accountable, where we encourage each other, support each other, we just want people to see us and see you. That when they look at what we are doing here as a church, as a community, they give thanks and praise to you, God. So won't you be the center of everything that we do? Be our cornerstone, be our starting point, be our source of life. Jesus, at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From the beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and again. Jesus at the center of it all. Center of it all. From beginning to the end, it'll always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Shall we stand?
Beginning to
So Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. Together, our Father. So we join in one voice and one heart as we seek your will, as we seek your presence, and for your will to be done. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come quickly. Your will be done the same on earth as it is in heaven. Let's sing. One church, one faith.
One church, one faith, one anthem raised. God and God alone. One cross, one grace, one name that saves. All praise to you belongs, Jesus. All praise to you belongs. We lift you higher, higher, God and God alone. Your name be louder, louder than any other song. You are forever seated on your throne. You are forever God and God alone. Who else can wash our sin away? God and from the grave. All praise to you belong, oh Jesus. All praise to you belong. We lift you higher, higher, God and God alone. Your name be louder, louder than any other song. You are for
God, the only true and living God there is. the God who is above all other gods, no matter how important we place things on this earth. They are not gods. They are just graven images compared to you. You are everlasting King, our eternal God. We thank you because by your blood we are healed. By your blood we have freedom. By your blood we can have unity. So raise this community up into your image. To be passionate people who love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And are eager to love our neighbors as ourselves. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. After some time of personal reflection, just invite you to hang around for some tea and coffee. And see you guys next week.